Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your tweets and all of your messages over the last 24 hours. It's been good to hear from so many of you, sharing some of your emotions and your reaction to not only our radio show, but what's happening and what has happened in our nation going back to Tuesday afternoon. And it's not as though you hit the button and whew, all of that gets flushed and everything is so much better and easier, but it does help me personally to know that you all have a lot of the same emotions and are feeling a lot of the same struggles that I was. It just so happens, was and am. It just so happens that I talk for a living and that's how we have connected. So thank you. Thank you for the support, for the encouragement, for reaching out. I'm sorry that I did not spend a lot of time on social media today to answer, to respond, but I want you to know that I saw them and they mean a lot to me. So thank you. And trying to get immersed back into basketball and the sports world. And as always, there's plenty going on in the spring. So that task, at least, it comes with many opportunities. And so as we head through tonight's show, I will be focused in on sports, and we're going to talk some basketball as well as some NFL. We've even got some tennis and some hockey to mix in, of course. One hockey game tonight, but man, it was a doozy in the Stanley Cup postseason. And then in addition to that, we've got some off the beaten path audio for you that I think you will enjoy reacting to and enjoy hearing, like Mike Tyson. Yep. So we want to entertain, we want to keep you company, want to make you laugh, we want to connect, all of those things. And some nights are smoother and more pleasant than others. Some not so much. Some feel more like work and feel more like a job, I guess, as opposed to just talking about sports. But also on this edition of the show, since it's still very much top of mind and I am watching the news out of the corner of my eye here in studio, as the names and the ages of the kiddos that were victims in Uvalde have been released, it's really important to me that we read them on this show, and so that we know they're not forgotten, along with their teachers. And there are still some who are in the hospital, but thankfully, most of those who were transported to the hospital in the wake of the school shooting have been released. Not all of them, a couple of them have serious injuries, but for the most part, the kiddos have been released and are reunited with their families. And it's just a It's a rebuilding, resetting process now. It's never going to be the same for these families, for this community. It's a chance for the country to rally around them and to support them and to let them know that they're not alone. It's also an opportunity to figure out what we can do as a nation. There's a lot of talk. I hope that there is some action soon. And that's not a political statement. It's just we need to protect our babies. We need to protect ourselves. And we need to help the people who struggle with mental illness. Those, to me, don't seem to be rocket science, just obvious. And we need to find ways to do it. So we will share the names with you and their ages. And I guess at this point, whether you think it's callous to talk about sports or you think I should only be talking about sports, that's probably no different than most nights and most months and years of my career. So I, again, just appreciate, I heard from some colleagues in the business. I heard from a lot of people around the country who in one way or another were identifying with some of my comments and some of my reaction on the air last night, but also the struggle of not really wanting to be here and talking about sports. But many of you also thanked me because there was a bit of a distraction and an opportunity to kind of get away from it. And can I tell you something? As much as I don't really understand that a ton, I mean, I get it a little bit. I remember, and I've shared this story before, it was a bit of a revelation for me. But going back a few years ago when there were a handful of Dallas police officers who were shot, I remember just feeling so heavy and so broken up about what had happened that I was looking for something, anything, to take my mind off of it for a little bit. After a couple of days, I just needed a break from my brain, if that makes sense, just a break from the emotions of it all. And I had previously gotten a press pass to a baseball game at Citi Field. I don't even remember who the Mets were playing, but it was a Mets game that night. And I remember I got off the subway, which right now I wouldn't ride the subway. I got off the subway and I saw a bunch of law enforcement, members of law enforcement, a bunch of police officers and others. And I thanked them and I made a point to speak to them because it was really on my heart. And then I got in the press box and I watched a baseball game. And at some point over the course of the next few hours, what I felt was a bit of relief. Relief from the emotions, a bit of release of my own heaviness. And I could understand a little bit why sports can offer that distraction. Now, I don't always lose myself in sports because I work in it. So it's a job as opposed to being entertainment. I mean, it can be both, but a lot of times it's a job. I don't really watch sports the way most people do. It's kind of a curse of the business. But on Wednesday, when I woke up in the afternoon, now I'm speaking about today, this day, Wednesday. As I woke up in the afternoon, it took me about 45 seconds or so before I remembered. And all of the emotions came rushing back. When I was driving home on Wednesday morning from the show, I started to hear some of the names of the kiddos and their ages. They were all in one classroom. I think they were fourth graders. Their families are speaking out and sharing just a few words about each of them. And so I was listening to the anchor on the news station share some of these sentiments from the families about their 10-year-olds, their fourth graders. And of course I started crying because it's not just a room full of kids. Now we're talking about names and we're talking about little boy who loves to dance with his family. And we're talking about a little girl who played softball, and it hit home. And all the emotions of at that point, 20 hours, just kind of came pouring out. And so as I woke up on Wednesday afternoon, I had about 45 seconds where I was in a daze and not really thinking about anything. And my first thought is, where's my dog? And my second thought is, oh my goodness, what time is it? And, you know, typical stuff when you're waking up. And then about 45 seconds after that, I remembered. I remembered what had happened on Tuesday, and it all came flooding back again. And for a few hours, I did some work. I had some errands to run. I was busy. And then with my dinner, I got some dinner, and I sat down at my table. And while I was watching dinner, I watched an episode of, you're gonna laugh, Rebels. It's Star Wars Rebels. It's an animated TV series. And they're only 23 minutes long. But for 23 minutes, you know what it was? It was a chance to bury myself in something dumb like Star Wars Expanded Universe. And to just for a few minutes, watch a cartoon and not think about some of the pain and suffering and what real life has thrown at us again here in the United States. So while I don't always understand how sports is a distraction, only because it's my perspective, I do appreciate that many of you feel that way and that that's why you tune in and that you have an opportunity to connect with us here. And we're always happy to keep you company. And we want you to know that, yeah, we're as steady. Actually, we're steadier than the post office these days. Sometimes my mail doesn't even show up. So I feel like we're the ones now that you can count on more than the USPS. Anyway, so thanks for hanging out with us. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Be careful what you wish for. That was my first thought in watching the Heat and the Celtics. Be careful what you wish for. For the most part, Game 5 in Miami, between the last two teams standing in the East, and I would say this, they're barely standing in the East, between the last two teams that are standing, for the most part, it was a close game until the late stages of the third quarter. Now, ultimately, the Celtics put together a 24-2 run in the second half. It spanned the third quarter into the fourth quarter. They were able to finish the third quarter with a 10-0 spurt, so 10 unanswered points, and then they carried that over into the fourth quarter. And honestly, to me, now the Heat may respond in Boston with their backs against the wall. We've got so many examples of teams when they've got no other options, there's a much greater sense of urgency. Right? It's just human nature. Pressure's on. You have no choice. You either win or you're done. Teams very often respond. We saw it with the Dallas Mavericks. What? Heck, we just saw it in a dazzling way with the St. Louis Blues tonight. They're down 3-0 in the third period in Colorado against the Big Bad Avalanche. I mean, they're about to get buried by said Avalanche. And what do? They score 3 goals to tie the game. So, I think I was following it. Maybe so. 5 minutes? 3-4 minutes to go? Something like that. So, we're talking late stages. I'll have to look it up to be sure. But we're talking late stages of the third period. The Blues are able to tie the game. What happens? Not that long after, the Avalanche score again. And this was a highlight reel goal to complete the hat trick for Nathan MacKinnon. I know I just took a tangent and a pivot here, but I'll get back to it. MacKinnon skates through five. It's amazing. He skates through 5 Blues. He goes coast to coast, scores, and then at that point puts the Avalanche up again. Right? So it goes from 3-0 to 3-3 to 4-3. MacKinnon's got a hat trick. I'm tweeting about how the Avalanche are moving on to the Western Conference Finals. Of course, I was very smart. I did not send the tweet until I was sure the game was over. Good thing that I didn't, because with 56 seconds to go in regulation, Robert Thomas scores for the Blues. Are you kidding me? This is what I mean about teams pushed to the brink and pushed to the limit, especially those that have championship experience, championship heart and metal like the Blues. So we'll get to the Blues and what happened in sudden death and all of that excitement from the Stanley Cup postseason. But circling back to the Heat, I don't know exactly what's going to happen in Boston on, would it be Friday? Friday night. But I know that the Heat are a tough team. They're a proud team. They're physical. And we've seen them hold off challenges over the course of the last few months, right? Because there was a handful of teams that were coming for that number one seed in the East. And the Heat beat back every challenge. Right now, they appear to be hobbling on one leg collectively. And I don't know what happened to the guards. The guards have disappeared into a black hole. Do you know the Heat starting guards? This is, ouch. This is the kind of territory that is cringy. It makes you go, what? So there's got to be memes for this. Memes and GIFs for this. The Heat starting guards in the last two games, 1 for 28 from the floor. 1 for 28. That is really difficult to do. In fact, it's never happened before. It's funny because I keep seeing these statistical tweets or tweets that are supposed to outline the futility in the Heat offense right now. And a lot of them say, going back to 1970 when the NBA first started keeping records. I mean, what the Heat have done or failed to do offensively in the last two games is historic. 1 for 28, the starting guards. It's gone from bad to worse offensively for the Heat. Give the Celtics a ton of credit. Give them credit for making life so difficult for the Heat offensively. But come on. Some of these shots, they're makeable. They just didn't make them. Kyle Lowry, 0 for 6. No points in game number 5. I'm not even sure he should be out there. He was really effective in game 4. Not so much scoring, but at least in doing other stuff. Steals. Distributing. 25 minutes. No points. No assists. No steals. 1 rebound. Huh? What happened to Kyle Lowry? Max Strus, 20 minutes, 0 for 9 from the floor. All of his points, all 4 of them, came from the free throw line. Jimmy Butler, 40 minutes, 4 of 18 from the field. This is game 5. It's actually a smidge better than the starters in game number 4. Bam Adebayo, at least, had a double-double. It wasn't enough. It definitely wasn't enough. So the Heat are miserable offensively right now. Maybe they'll give us a fight. Give the Celtics a fight. When I said us, I meant NBA fans, basketball fans. Maybe they'll give us some fight and we'll see the series push to game 7. But it certainly does feel like the Celtics have another gear. The Heat don't. They are running on empty. I mean, literally, tank. Where all that energy comes from, it's empty. And they're banged up. And they're hurt. Now, you could say the same for some of the Celtics. Producer James and I were on the phone doing show prep during the first half of game number 5. And at any given moment, one of us was in front of the TV. James paces when he's on the phone, and I actually move around too. I don't stay put either. Plus, I was, I was in and out of the kitchen and whatever. And so we're offering updates on the score, like while we're on the phone. And for the longest time, the score didn't really change. It was rough, tough sled. The first quarter, 19-17. That was the score.
I think it was 19-17, and then probably about 15, 20 minutes later, we're like, oh, what's the score?
Maybe
oh,
clock time.
21-20.
Maybe clock time. But yeah, it was 17-15. The Heat were in front at the end of the first quarter, about a couple minutes to go. And then 3 minutes into the second quarter, it was 21-17. It really hadn't changed. It was like, what is happening right now?
I remember you were watching on like a couple minute delay. I was like, oh, it's score's really not too much different from where you are. Don't worry.
So kind of a mess. Anyway, the Celtics found some offense. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, so much better in the second half. And here is Boston on the verge of its first NBA final since 2010. The Celtics have four times gotten to the East Finals since then and been eliminated twice by Cleveland, twice by Miami. All of those teams had one thing in common, LeBron James. And so this is a different era in the East, though there's still some fight left in Miami. All right, so we'll let you hear, oh, this magnificent moment for Jaylen Brown in the fourth quarter. It was an exclamation point, to be sure, and the reaction from both Celtics and Heat, and then what turned into a wild frenzy at the end of the Avalanche Blues game. Good thing that the Stanley Cup postseason had just one game on Wednesday night, because it was prime time, baby. So we got a lot to do. Again, I want you to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. In the NFL, OTAs continue. So we've got Kevin Stefanski talking about, no, sadly not Baker Mayfield, because I'd really like some info. Little intel, no intel available. We're on a need-to-know basis. But Deshaun Watson, to be sure. And then did you hear who worked out for the Raiders on Wednesday?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Jaylen Brown inside the paint. Flies in! Right hand slam! He sailed right by Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. And as soon as the Heat had a little glimpse of hope, a little ray of sunshine, Jaylen Brown made it dark.
Ooh, the fireman just came in and put it out.
Tatum throws it to nobody. Got deflected. Smart saves it. Jaylen Brown splits two men, attacks the paint, goes to the right hand and scores off the window. Timeout, Eric Spoelstra. The entire building here wore white tonight. The white t-shirts creating the white out, but now all Eric Spoelstra can do is wave the white towel.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Such theatrics from our friend Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio. I was listening in the third quarter of this game, and I laughed out loud. I was in the bathroom getting ready, and so I was listening on Sirius XM to Celtics Radio. And Cedric Maxwell, who is a longtime NBA player himself and a two-time champion with the Celtics, he is the partner to Grandy. So Grandy and Max, that's the team. And they're watching Victor Oladipo take a couple of threes that don't come anywhere close to the rim. I don't know if you guys saw these. They blew up social media. But in the third quarter, when the Heat were falling off the end of the earth, Kyrie, and the offense was disappearing into a black hole. I know I'm combining all of my metaphors here. Victor Oladipo takes these two threes that are just gigantic air balls, huge misses. And Cedric Maxwell underneath Sean Grandy. So Grandy's doing play-by-play. Max says, "What kind of basketball is this?"
Boston hates you.
What kind of basketball is this? He was almost like muttering it to himself. And so that's why I say be careful what you wish for, because yes, we had a close game, one that would require you to pay attention into the late stages of the third quarter. I was complaining about blowouts. So, okay, it wasn't a blowout, but what kind of basketball is this? And it was just bad. It was bad for a long stretch until Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown were able to find a rhythm, find a groove. Al Horford, he's so active all the time. I got a fun nerd alert about Al as we head through this show. But ultimately, the Celtics were able to put together a 24-2 run in the second half. And Ime Udoka's club is now one win away from the NBA Finals.
We knew we were guarding at a high enough level that if we just turned the corner offensively, we'd be in good shape. And so that was what the message was. We're not playing our best, close game, and if we just have a decent to above average half, we'll be in good shape.
We had too many turnovers. We didn't like how we were playing, and we were still only down five. And basically just talked about how much does it mean. You know, we know all the plays and things like that, but saw the 50-50 balls and hustle plays and things like that, you know, about toughness and effort. So that's all we talked about was, you know, playing better, taking care of the ball, and just competing because we know what's on the line.
We gave him a lot more shots than we had in the first half, and we was only down by five. So we knew if we took care of it and we would get some open opportunities and knock them down. So just continue to play basketball, be aggressive. That's why basketball is 48 minutes. The game opened up for me in the second half. I didn't want to get down. I didn't want to look into the past, think that this game was over. My team needed me to come out and respond. First half, we threw it away. Come out, play basketball in the second half.
Jaylen Brown did most of his damage in the second half. 25 points for him overall, as did Jason Tatum before that. He was 1-for-9 from the field in the first half, and he keeps talking about turnovers. Well, both he and Jaylen had to cut down on the turnovers in the second half. But ultimately, Tatum finished just one assist shy of a triple-double. As for the Miami Heat, 7 of 45 from beyond the arc. They missed 38 threes. And I will use the same old line to underscore how bad it was. What are you, James Harden? I mean, that's how bad it was. And then the talk about Jimmy Butler and his knee injury and whether or not he's right. Now, Eric Spoelstra will not make excuses, obviously. At this point, no one feels sorry for you. Everybody's banged up. But Butler is supposed to be the catalyst and the spark for the offense.
Man, honestly, it doesn't matter. If I'm out there, I gotta do better. I gotta find a way to help us win, and I haven't been doing that. I'm fine. My knee is okay. I just gotta do better. It's no excuse.
Gotta adapt. In my opinion, I feel like everybody's hurt around this time of year. We all bumped and bruises. We still lining up. Still gotta play these games. We still wanna win.
Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and I continue to muse to myself over this physical nature, the tough physical nature, and the toll this East Finals is taking on these two teams. Regardless of the winner, what does this mean for the NBA Finals? I know the Warriors aren't through yet. I do expect them to get through to the NBA Finals, and they're relatively healthy. They're dancing around like they're all about sunshine and roses, having a grand old time. Meanwhile, this is like a war and a war of attrition, but just a battle that's taking so much out of both the Celtics and the Heat. Now, Marcus Smart and Robert Williams did both play in this game for Boston. Marcus was in foul trouble most of the game, so he didn't. I think he played 25 minutes, had 5 points. Wasn't a great game for him. But the problem is he's on and off the court, on and off the court. Williams on and off the court, on and off the court. It looks like Jason Tatum is dealing with a shoulder. So what toll will this East Finals take on the eventual championship series? I'll ask that question of Zach Harper. Always good to have Zach join us from Los Angeles. He'll do that to talk some hoops at the top of the hour. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
McKinnon with 2 goals. McKinnon in between the circles. McKinnon, he scores! Oh, my goodness gracious me! Nathan McKinnon, throw the chapeau! The Mac Attack is back with a goal and a play that you will hear and see over and over and over and over!
Far corner to Thomas. Out high to Perron. Now to Buchnevich. To Tarasenko. He shoots, they score! They've tied it up! It's the bailout at Ball Arena! The Blues have tied it again! 4-4 the score! 56 seconds to go! And Robert Thomas has pulled the Blues out!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Wow! Jaw-dropping, even as the Celtics were pulling away from the Heat in the late stages of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. The St. Louis Blues were mounting a dramatic comeback to keep their hopes alive for another Stanley Cup, but more immediately, just to be able to extend this semifinal series against the Colorado Avalanche. And remember, they're doing it without Jordan Binnington. You hear the calls first on Avalanche radio and then on Blues radio. And this was such a wild swing. So good. So entertaining. It was hard enough for the Blues to fight, scratch, claw their way back into this game in the third period because the Avalanche were up 3-0 going into the third. They had a 4-point night and a hat trick from Nathan McKinnon. Oh, highlight reel from Nathan McKinnon. He hadn't scored against the Blues. He has a breakout game. He does everything he needs to do to eliminate them. And then, for some reason, over the next few minutes, the Avalanche appear to be leaving lots of gaps, space in front of Darcy Kuemper. It was weird. They certainly weren't crowding into, not necessarily the crease, but crowding into the zone to be able to deflect shots and block shots. It felt like the Blues had room to operate in there. And so the Blues come all the way back. They tie the game at 3, only to see MacKinnon go coast to coast and put the Avalanche ahead again. I mean, that's disheartening, right? Even as the Avs fans are going nuts, so they're in Denver, the Blues tie the game, but then seconds later, Nathan MacKinnon is able to put the Avalanche in front again. And now they're staring at the last couple minutes of their season if they can't answer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Justin Falk tied the game with about 5 minutes to go in the third period. It was a big scramble in front. He's able to jam it home past Kuemper. But then MacKinnon, about 2 minutes later, with his dazzling coast-to-coast dribble through traffic, he gets through traffic and lets it fly. And no sooner is social media just wowed and blowing up over MacKinnon that the Blues are able to score again with 56 seconds to go. Oh my gosh. I mean, it was awesome. It was the type of game that if you watch, you would become an instant fan of the Stanley Cup postseason. And then sudden death. We didn't really need sudden death to make it dramatic, but we got it. Are you ready? Are you ready for the final call? Because you know, death is sudden if you're on the wrong end of it.
Bozak behind the net. It was Tyler Bozak that got an assist on the Pat Maroon goal 2-3 years ago. He scores! Tyler Bozak in overtime! You can bring out the Zamboni! The St. Louis Blues are coming home, and they're bringing the Avalanche with them. Bozak wins it for the Blues, 5-4, 3:38 into overtime.
Wow. Tyler Bozak with his second goal of these playoffs. It's a long shot, a bit of a snipe, and it gets past Kuemper. And get this. He had just barely more than 7 minutes of ice time in the game. But he was ready when he was on said ice. Chris Kerber with the call on Blues Radio. What a moment. Not only because they were able to rally from... Here's the analogy that I was thinking as I was following the game, listening to the game. I enjoy listening to these guys on radio. As I'm listening, I'm thinking, they were about to pull the plug on the Blues life support. That's it. They were vegetables. They were done. They didn't really have a whole lot of life. They're about to pull the plug and they were going to flatline. That was it. No fight. They were down 3-0. The Avalanche had them every which way to Sunday. And then what? Telling you, it's human nature. When we are pushed to the brink, it's fight or flight, baby. And the best athletes in the world, generally, the instinct and the reaction is to fight. Now, the Heat offense has fled. It's picked flight. Maybe not on purpose, but that's what it looks like. So for Tyler Bozak, he makes the most of his time on the ice and ends it, sends this series back to St. Louis.
Obviously feels great. Just a resilient group of guys got down and didn't want the season to be over and fought hard, got some big goals late, and was lucky enough to be on the end of the one in overtime. But, yeah, it was awesome. We're excited for next game.
you know, and just talk, get one goal, you know, and get back into it. And again, it's just a gutsy win. You know, guys battled and kept battling, and you know, that's really what it boils down to. We didn't get off to the start we wanted, being down that, you know, quick. But I thought the second half of the second period, we started to really come with our game, how we wanted to play, and carried over in the third.
Impressive. Even when they had that first goal late in the second period, I didn't think the Avalanche would let this one get away. But man, they saved the best for last. Such entertaining theater on the ice in Denver. Though, of course, now the Avs have the unenviable task of going back into St. Louis, and the pressure gets ratcheted up, right? Because if they would lose in St. Louis, sure, Game 7 is in their own place, but Game 7s, anything can and will happen, which is why you never want to give any hope or life to a team that's on the brink. You want to slam the door as quickly as possible. Forget the drama and the excitement. No, you wanted to be a short series. You wanted to be over. Although Nathan MacKinnon says that's not generally reality.
Should make our team a little harder, a little more grittier in these situations. Can't win every series in 4 and 5. You know, they have a great team, and we're excited to go have a huge challenge in St. Louis and try to close out a series.
If you haven't seen the MacKinnon goal, maybe we can put it up on our show Twitter after our CBS, because it was dazzling. As they say, the fact that he was making his way, weaving his way through traffic, 5 or 6 blues, and he goes from one end of the ice to the other, and not only does no one stop him, but it just showed off his puck skills and the way that he was able to beat the last Blues defenseman and get that puck past Ville Husso is awesome. And his hat trick just about propelled the Avalanche to the conference finals, but not quite, not so fast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. The Avs are still in a really good spot, but it's similar to Warriors Mavericks, right? Because the Warriors, while they started out 3-0, they're now up 3-1. They've got Game 5 on their own court at the Chase Center Thursday night. Friendly fans, a raucous atmosphere, just like the Avs had tonight. If they don't take care of business, guess what happens? The series shifts back to Denver. Denver. Oh my gosh, Amy. Dallas, big D, little D, shifts back to Dallas. And then there's a little more pressure on those Warriors. Meanwhile, the Mavericks are playing free and loose because no team's ever come back from an 0-3 deficit to win a playoff series in the NBA. So yeah, you kind of, again, we talk about human nature. With every game, as long as the series continues, the team that's chasing, the team that's trying to catch up, no pressure now. You can go out there and play free and loose and see what happens. And that's the situation for the Mavericks, even as they face a Game 5 in the Bay Area. And for the St. Louis Blues, to get Game 6 on their own ice is optimal. It's a crazy atmosphere in St. Louis. So much fun to watch. So I kind of like to track the pressure and the feel of these series. And I think if you look back to Maverick Suns, it crept up on Phoenix. And they didn't operate well as they were staring down this wall of pressure that they created for themselves, no doubt. But the Mavericks just having a blast playing basketball in game number 7. The Suns, tight, tense, never make adjustments because they were supposed to win. In fact, they were never supposed to be in a Game 7 in the first place. It's interesting dynamics always when you get to the playoffs. And sometimes we can talk about how these series stretch on far too long, and yet it's like an amoeba. It's a live organism. And when you get to a game seven, well, we know. We just saw seven of them 2 weekends ago. A bunch of them went into sudden death on the ice. Anything can and will happen. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a couple. I'm not sure. The potential's not really there in the NBA unless the Heat find some offense. But that's not what we're seeing from them in the last couple games. We're talking about historic futility. And to that end, just after the top of the hour, Zach Harper of The Athletic and SiriusXM NBA Radio will join us to talk about what we've seen from the Celtics and the Heat and what toll this might take on the NBA Finals, because I am genuinely concerned about how this might affect the winner of the East once we actually get to the NBA Finals, which do start a week from Thursday. So June 2nd. June 1st, by the way, is that made-for-TV golf match between four of your favorite quarterbacks. They were doing some trash talking on Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.